Friends, this morning I'm turning to the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 1 and to from verse 18 to 20. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And our topic for this morning is the great invitation. The great invitation. And I pay in seven can you have a free for Israel, Isaiah, and Romano, a fine Idikan, nay, it is a moon, a demotry, could see a demon. Now, I say, bra, let me know every engineer. Now, say, O Bonnie, as you said, dear Kurana, Emana Abbey Peter. Na se udi asemu idi na udi sitie emamia ubedi di papa ewo asasi so na se wa nyesa na se uti atua dia enye be di agyan na ebedi na oso we shall be devoured with the sword na o se elwade na aka asemu we na anopai ife se ehwe asembi say we a failure or Yakupon at the afraid and I may matu say a offrecasia power, the great invitation of Fra Ubina Mua own Tiasi. So we share ye him na ye to ye na our the him 585. Let's just check something there, him 585. Unse also it passes knowledge. That dear love of thine, my Savior Jesus, yet this or Cassie or Ginoa on Tiape, so who in a coupon of anyone a coupon ne Messia, who Ginoa on Tiape. Cassie or Yakupo, we are saying, why are you crum, said ye, Ninu Matia, and then I can say, why? Not any anybody no, or no more now, all friends who must be our friend, what punish you? Was it bra? A young engineer assembly. Young engineer, one year, why am I no? We know engineer. How many people will have their bosses call them in the office for something wrong they have done, and then the boss will tell them, come and let me read me a new reason? No, straight away he will send you a query to answer. Or your parents, if you have done something wrong against your father and your father calls, you'll be shivering because you know you've done something wrong. But here your father is telling you, come and let me and you reason. This is the kind of God we are talking about. When you come away, can I tell you? Yani aya ya no boni, said you see a kon fa, said you see so far. Na yani aya ni boni no, anka obi sa or frew wa, anka wo frew, ni wa chi wani, ana so wo frew, na wa ye wa adi bia ni. We di wo se bra, na me no and you know. Asa se mu ye eye ofre bia, ese se obi a no etu ho na mo. A offra, as you say, Obia, is a calling that we shouldn't joke with. We should take it as serious, the most serious thing in our life, that God Himself is calling us to come and let us reason together. It is a very, very serious statement. And for the next few weeks that we have the opportunity, we'll be taking lessons from this book of Isaiah. And I can cry, and you will say, Bia, Bia, Ebisian may be free, sir, and my friend Isaiah, Odinfo Isaiah. Now, Isaiah, no, I said, Biano, or only someone working in Nan. Now, Oyakupon, a panaso, a cassa, a judgment here, a bad idea. Ten Biano, Mr. Oshe, Isaiah, the book in Nan, a cat, yam rainbow, yesu, abba akon, the Ebisi. We have not used Old Testament examples. We know what about the gospel age. If you look at Isaiah, he was always proclaiming the message of judgment and hope. Always about judgment and hope. And that's how the gospel must be. The gospel must talk about our sinful nature and the available means of cleansing us from our sinful nature. That is what the gospel is. So he was always talking about judgment and hope, and then the message that reveals the glory of God. So we see that through the word of Isaiah, we see that we saw the judgment of Jerusalem at that time, and the nations, how God has prepared them, and then leading to the coming Messiah, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So Isaiah reveals the glory of Jesus Christ, the anointed king, the suffering servant through whom God will establish his kingdom. Tembia na Isaiah can say the Yesu ebeba, or nuna obeye or hinia, obeye him forever and ever. Tembia no can, or mere body no can, now I can't swap to find a password free or body. Now, Isaiah, some theologians call it the romance of the Old Testament. The romance of the Old Testament. And also they call it a Bible within the Bible. And if I may bring almost here, Bible question, almost cut the Isaiah, no, it is a romance. Say, Bible, you say romance talks about practical Christianity, the real life about us and Christ. And this is exactly what Isaiah 2 does. And now they say that it's a Bible within the Bible. Why is he saying that? Isaiah has 66 chapters, isn't it? The Bible has 66 books. If you look through Isaiah, there are a lot of things that you really know about God's purposes. If you really want to know about God and Jesus Christ, you read the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, it is a Roman. Romans, one woman now, Paul, actually, you know, a New Testament. And they say, this and they say, so kind of romance here, and the show said, Now, Isaiah, no, so no, am I a picture, am I a phony, if I would have put on the team for a war, a money in the court for a war, say you are seeing me. And one thing about Isaiah is that it is quoted over 100 times in the New Testament. And so it makes it one of the most quoted, one of the referred to scriptures in the Old Testament, alongside with the Psalms. Isaiah is a Osha, a Nupani Bukwa, Uba New Testament in Mua, and if I may pray, so I have Yesu Christ or Kasa, na or the Nagi called Isaiah, so Asimbia as I can achieve my kind back to the action. Now, a minimum so Ephraim is the fifth gospel. A minimum just said, Isaiah no, the fifth gospel. So you cast the gospel, and you say if you are seeing here, you cast the gospel, we'll be able to hear the gospel. We'll be born, we'll be able to hear the gospel. You cast the gospel, yes, the Nipa, a shiatu, and a coupon in him. The coin, the coupon, a fasso, as I train up and in shape you, and you can say gospel. Now, say, oh, here, Isaiah and Mumaya, say, you have a New Testament anymore. Gospel here, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, something about epistles. It is over here, or because I say, Isaiah and so, a gospel, say, four, anyway, to wake up one of the fifth gospel. Isaiah and so, a fifth gospel. But then, see, what can I say? A moon up in whom send me bra, a fat, yes, so, said the medical account. This is where we find the promises of a virgin bearing a son who is called Emmanuel. That's in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. You also see a son being given whose name will be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You find that also in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 7. Then he talks about the branch of the Lord in Isaiah chapter 4. And then he says, and the root of Jesse in Isaiah chapter 11. And then he said, and the suffering servant who will be pierced for our transgression. That is also in Isaiah chapter 53. The idea because Isaiah Honna Ubehu Yami Bre F I E Suhuno. The Oshe chapter 7 verse 14. Or say a virgin, a baba wa wohun bemada, epe uba. Na yebe friend Emmanuel. Emmanuel said say when you look on ho. And no can or Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. And one soon or Saka say, obey a wonderful counselor, the mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. All this, I don't even know why people don't understand the Trinity. If Christ is being referred here as the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, what's your problem? He is God. But it is in Isaiah that you see all these things. And then you be the root of Jesse. Jesse, David, you know, as happy for no. Isaiah, I can say, yes, every free Nasi and Abba. And we are Isaiah chapter 11. And of that, we can't say, on only Obia, Obe Sopa, Obe Bre. Now, you have one Obia, it's on your body. And that's what kind of Isaiah chapter 53. And when Christ began his ministry, his first quote in Isaiah chapter 51, let's quickly turn there. Isaiah 51. Verse 1 and 2. Say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to build up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that more. He ahano, Isaiah say, Onyankopon, or say, Onyankopon, ehonhom, ewo me so. If he say, Onyankopon, ayi me wa sra me enwo, say, me ko ka ne sem pa no, enkyerɛ the meek, omo a omo ye weak, ewo sɛ wi ase mu. On obi, he has sent me to build up the broken hearted, wa sma me sɛ omo a and then to proclaim liberty to the captive. And share and if you are a captive, when now the Yesu, Isaiah said, Yesu, but what be ye in the previous priest? Now let's go to Luke chapter 4. Verse 18 to 19. Luke chapter 4, 18 to 19. He said, the same thing that we read in Isaiah. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You see, also in the book of Mammy, tell me, go ye in the pantry and put him. A seminar, as I can. And no, not yes, a cannibal. Now, 20, no, and he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Yes, you call, baby, no call, I sorry them. No call, you know. And of what kind is that? Isaiah can, chapter 51. To a career, and of that, Samoa Martina Han, and Neno, a sea, a woman. And the mere Mijanahan, me, Matam, and Isaiah, a canoe, 51 thousands of years before. Or see, Mamma Sam, and I did lay a bit ahead, that seminal, Esti, I'm our open war for you. So, if Isaiah was talking more of the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This Isaiah, he lived in Jerusalem and he prophesied from between 740, 700, probably to 680 before Christ. And like I read earlier on, under the kings of Isaiah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. And his ministry was preceded by the prophets Hosea and Amos, and they all prophesied in the northern tribes of Israel. And they were all prophesying about the coming judgment. The coming judgment. This is where you can see the difference between the good prophet and the prophet of our day. Isaiah cannot tell me. Now, Brana or can it mean 740 years to 700 years and 700 years to everybody. Now, not only a deep will be a canon, I from Hosea and Amos. No one to canon, one also a canon, or more a chain of phone and communities are. Now, tell me, and then almost can you say the impending judgment, judgment ya ever, said the baby, never come with judgment. And I make you say, we have a woman say, and they will be careful where you will give for a tea and come out of shape. Now, here and come out as I am a shame. They were all about sin and judgment and the coming of Christ. They never talk about people's personal lives. Who are you for Bia? You have a small one. About whom I'm in a yo, Papa Neo, who took my car to Bia. No. Oh, you never can't sin and judgment. Didn't think of your ever one small woman ever you are seen because of your accident. You have a one like a whole woman of a boy who buy. When you give your life to Christ, He is protecting you, He is guiding you, so there's no need for anybody to tell you about what is going to happen to you. For the woman, you have a Nyako bona enim wa bra ko from da ye be wo wo ko ti da wo bi mu o be bo o ban ni o bi ne be che o se ene uti kwanya ka do be bi ase ti di pa enim a God to know and God will protect you. So you can see the difference between the prophets of old and the prophets as we are seeing now. Now let's see some lessons from this passage. Yesu ya de ka te bi pastor Isaiah asemi hu. We can learn that God does not like religious hypocrisy. For your hope on pet Nyachum Yamasum Nyachum Yamasum, they say, Obetor, you could tell it via Abetra and Yakupo fee. Now we'll be Bonnie Oshi. Now Bonnie Oshim. Now we know who can come off our Bonnie show. Now we'll be better than Yakupo fee, said the assembly, or see Oshi, sir, assembly. Hey, hypocrisy. And that is what Isaiah is talking about from 10 to 20. It is all 1 to 10, it is all about the people, his own people, who were worshipping him, offering sacrifices, and God was saying that he is not interested in their sacrifice because they are committing sins. Their hearts are not clean. The same as God said to the Pharisees, that you honor me with your mouth, but your heart is not clean. And that is what is happening in so many places. If you have a brave, sorry, I'm not proud of my judgment, I'm not going to be a Omo bonya, omo edieni dia, omo nka ho asefo nyako mo nko bodi nchemu. E tie no metie mo what God is saying about those people. And then he's saying that from verses 1 to 9, the Lord begins by calling the heavens and earth to bear witness. O frɛ ɔso ne asase. Sɛ omo ye na dance ni Onyankopɔn. Sɛ de ne ma ɔdo ma bebi ase. Israel boy and the Mao, no one could you free and Kwasun, a duo mochi, a don't go far red team, so a don't go far Jordan, a couple of Jericho, Kunama or Mom, a cocaine, a pedia, or market, also. Sunny is your tea. We are hoping now of boy by the afternoon. Yea, you not in change, and I hear the yea, you are no kind of what your person, a pretty person, and so I never better afford him. Or so, yes, sir, a yachum, Yamison. And he said, a father who reared his children, nurtured and cared for them, only to have them rebel against him. But maybe a woman about the man, Papa. So the children of Israel, they rebelled against God. And if you have not come to sort permission, repentance, and remission of your sins from God, you are a rebel against God. No matter how many times you come to church, no matter whatever you do in church, if you don't come for your sins to be forgiven you, for your heart to be cleansed, all what you are doing in this. But sadly, that is what people think will lead them to salvation. Just yesterday when we were here talking, almost the people we talk to, almost all of them think if they come to church, if they sing, if they sweep in the church, if they do choreography, whatever it is, they will go to heaven. There was even a man who claimed to be a pastor. He said he is a pastor, but he's a pastor of music. You can imagine. And he thinks by that music, it will take him to heaven. And it's very, very sad. God is saying that you can do all those things if your heart is not changed. To him, later on we know that he said that it's an abomination. Not only sinful, it is an abomination. And if I be prayer, you know, say, because sorry, me too young, me pray for sorry them, sorry, I pray, because me point to you, I saw them, it's make for heaven. Now, because I know, it's not my Kenyan, it's my friend, it's my friend, it's my friend, it's my we can say the end of the year, but heaven now. Also, we can sorry, the guy Bonnie here, the yes, the cancer is okay. Now, Bonnie, we'll be to a guy here. Or say, ah, NDS, Bonnie, the whole BHM guy. So, how will you go to heaven? This is the problem in our country. People are not teaching, especially the young ones. Mom, we are in Koran, Muntia, same way. And sorry, Namuka, or Munkam Bonnia, same way. Namuku, dear Salamuban. Who be for her. This is the one who said they would hear what you're going. Oh, sir, and who then one on what over here said, I'm sorry, yeah. No. As I said, oh, how would I be a poor neighbor? Because I'm sure who would have won anymore. Or so they say, as my feet be ever in him. Say, you're the power, you're 5 years ago, you're the power, what do you mean, call your young woman? I don't think you're a battery. Your master is there. Your battery is there. I'm going to come with you, meeting Yako, and I'm a power, and I'm a pet, maybe a mania. Only you shall be first. You shall know. Name our foot. Now we know or the background. If we are seeing a man in a coin, it's a man. No more, no. Often, Mao, a bra will take Ubani, or the Mao was any man in the control. To a person who knew who to whom are coming now or the Honor account. Now, sadly, I know, and I make an almost call. I saw you now, almost yet, Domina, no more, almost name said, Domoya, and so on your coin. He's the no moon who knew almost here. Almost who's only at the body for. And not body no yadi ke tiebi wo onyakopon eni so obi aka so se body dey obi aye bi eni pe nku se dey nku kon efa body when you talk to people about sin they say oh as for sin God knows, God understands, God doesn't understand. If he understands, he won't send his only son to come and die to save you from that situation. He won't come here and invite you to come. The Almighty himself will not come down and invite you if sin is not nothing to him. Sin is serious, sin is an abomination before God. But these people, they didn't know, and they kept on going to church and offering sacrifices and worshiping God, and God is saying that all those things are nothing to him because they are a sinful nation. They are weighed down by their sins. They are loaded down with their wickedness, and their sins were so great that God even called them evildoers. His own people, now he's calling them evildoers. And that is how we are if we don't repent and turn to the Lord. Now, like I said, our sins are no small things before our God. Sin is a very serious sin before God. Look at what God declared. He said, when they were worshiping him in that place, he said, or say, the people continue to offer sacrifices and worship the Lord. So in verse 11, he said, hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, says the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings and of rams and of the fat of the first beast, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he goats. Now, Yamapon Sabrel, not on one, na what can show me say, when you bring him on the I only been in town. Only to come up one of the Abuamojan, Ekusa, Mississippi, so I had the honor of me. I feel the air then, and then I hope I can use the same man now, Oyen, and so many of you. I do not want to assume these things were practices that God Himself has given to them to do so that they can have a relationship with Him. Now, the same God is saying that I'm not enjoying them again. So, no amount of your religious activity means anything to me if you don't obey me, if you don't get your sins cleansed. I will never, never, never honor your sacrifice. So you see, you can't indulge in sin all the week and then one Sunday come to church and you think that will pay for all your sins that you have committed. No. They don't mean anything to God if they are not connected to a life of repentance and obedience. So, oh, but sorry. Not say, oh, come on, when you want to say, oh, it's a sound. Oh, you will be a fool. Now, we did not ask them to swear. And they were, what am I trying to say? And they will not give you cry anything. Now, he is even talking about that. Look at verse 12 to 13. He said, when ye come to appear before me, who had repelled this at your hand to tread my court? Or say, I'm not sorry for now. Why is it, Mumra? I don't want to say, almost someone, that's what they know. I feel he will say, when ye come to appear before me, who had repelled them at your hand to tread my court? Bring no more veil oblation. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity. Even the solemn meeting, even your solemn meeting. So I come and end here. I saw that I open with coming up or say, and then I come and with it. And you know, the way they are, and so on your coupon. So if we live in disobedience and try to appease God with activities of the church, it is nothing before God. It is just meaningless. And also, it's an even abomination. Abomination. Not just the idea. I said, able to say, idea, and you come with it to cry. Oh, so soon, you know. Or don't you say abomination because of the sin in your heart. So sometimes you will come to church for so many years and yet you are not touched by the word of God. But however, sorry, the beer, the kids, and the still the Otpatian was here. And Kanakuma, and my name who said, Obey Sebony Pache, now in a book on Eddie Bonny Achen. If you say, and can I come on you to know? Who have power that? Who how are ne said your obesity answer or ne pie boom? Who if you say, what is sound? Now, third point is there, God will not respond even to your prayers if you are not obeying Him. So, nya sa agin sakra ne manen se sound won pa ye kwa no so won ti kan verse 15 o say, and when ye spread forth your hand, I will hide my eyes from you. Yeah, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. So, when you say, if you say, a moja, a woman, boni, a chingu, the only prayer that God listens to is the prayer of repentance. As you say, empire, we bust on for one in chow, and you can't wait. Would be one fire, say, only be on your mouth, and welcome, and you're in America. Or say, if you pray, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Sometimes you may think, oh, this God was the Old Testament God. For the New Testament, it is not like that. Okay, let's see what John says here. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, he says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And the New Testament, the can the Old Testament. So what's even going on? Sabbath and what is that? And the what is that? The can the New Testament. Or say, now who be Bia on Sabbath can? If he said, he did not come. We keep his commandment, and also we do things that are pleasing in his sight. Ye niema a son any. But the just always any man of any nansana. You go on every day on Bible. Let's read John 15, verse 7. It says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Say, oh, can you move? I mean, submit to you, and I'm not coming at you more. Beside the old people, this text will clearly say, say, now I will fulfill. Now, so go 5 years, and I'm going into your Bible. And I'm in America, or say, on your own Bible. But here, this empire would be a visa as in sacra. Now, I will fulfill. So if you are not responding to what God is saying to you, you don't expect that He will respond to what you are also saying to Him. So no matter how can the one friend you do, or see the fire who upon him, so you be powerful, but then who are you going to change? Not the one here, Emma, be powerful, but then Emma, what? Or not so much because you don't see. It's as simple as that. Or not when you go born, not as much when you don't see. Who not because much when I'm not here. So he will. The God will never listen to your prayer and answer them. But if you hear and you are willing to admit your sin and be changed by God. So, say we prepare. We pick us all. Send you Zana who can be here. And this is a perfect. And so many to me, Abba, sorry. Tell me. Oh, but sorry, no, oh, but sorry, be ya. Now, who come back to our command? Yes, I will back sorry for you. We are in the ability. Oh, but now, who come back to my hoof. Now, on your back. Mount our football, let him be nothing. It did not come over 6 to 7 years. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. See, God wants us to repent and to obey his word. Ubenya Ajinsakra, what made you in your house? He wants us to see what is right and put a stop to what is wrong. Now, so let's see. God knows that we can't do this on our own. So I'm going to say, was say, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Brah, na me know you need to answer with you. Even though your sin is as colored, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are like red crimson, they shall become like wool. Or say, brah, na said your body is a piano. Remember now, I'll be perfect with you. Said your own body, brother. What's the profound invitation? God is calling us because he knows we can't come on our own. He has done the holy path. Christ has come to die for us. So you come. Come and let him reason with you. Come. Come now and let us reason together. And throughout the scriptures, God is always calling us. Oh, come back with me now. Tell me, I'm going to pray. Say, I'm going to pray. I'm going to punish you. I'm going to be a defeat you in the war. No, I'm going to come as captives. No, I'm going to come as captives. No, I'm going to come. Coming up for away. It is flower free no or flower sebra. Na you free sa bonino. Na sa a fra na offra na asaya can want him nan. I say you say no can about Yesu. Yesu the beba, no be ye free sati bianum, nor dear bony a chase. So was it come now? Let us reason together, say the Lord. Though your sins be as colored, they shall be as white as snow, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Then was it, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat of the root of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured in the south, with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has said it. In the way now, meeting up like that, and their brow, and the invitation of Yakupon, and their mind. Tell the Yakupon, Mufia, Mama, now ye, Bubu, Humufu. For ye, O Yakupon, what did or Jinni, the Mahongo, who you have a it's not say, or Frey, say Yemran. And there are so many places. Book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Or say, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. This is a reasonable service. Or say, Fawu, Ohunin, Nan, Chenin, Safa, Papa, Akodema, and Rani, Na, Bob, Chini, Abraham. When you go to Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 22, it says, return ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 22. Mwa, if you come up, mwa semino, maybe a ma shiati, or simumra, and the sign any animal view. The same in Malachi chapter 3, verse 7, it says, return unto me, and I will return unto you. Return unto me. Sam Bramiho, I must be time about. Tim Bian, your phone, a friend, Shinamu Mobro, Tim Bian, who you mobo, now our friends, Emra. Now, and never say, come, and let us reason together. Like I said earlier on, it's not a call to judgment. Like normally, God will only call you to judgment. But here is a call to open up your heart and listen to what the Lord wants to tell you so that you might hear the voice of reason. And your frau, frau, say, oak chew, or frau, now, or the bunny at you. We have a similar reasoning in Luke chapter 15, verse 17. I hope you all know about this, the prodigal son. When he came to himself, he said, "How many high servants of my father's house have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger?" All of our father's here. The beer of a man, I see there, I see a change, no cobble. I put them with their feet, so fire, I feel they're not, and prayerful, So when you take fish out of water, you want the fish to die. The same thing with us. When you take yourself out of God, there's no hope for you unless He controls your life. And this is what the prodigal son saw. He went away from his father. And he thought he was doing the right thing. Now he was suffering. Then one day, he came to his senses. It is God who brought him to his senses. Now, God spoke two things to him. First, he said, "I am starving. A couple of dinner, unya ebiyani." Second, there is bread enough to spare in my father's house. Neba befi ebiyani ebusu oho enso ti bebi na ekomu edinu. Sani enso eti. Se unini nyango kumwa. Or bra would bring you at me now, a one off when I would bring. Or since you share me, my Hindi didn't train the canning, he didn't hear in another count. Two channel, not a fed over by any bar, or no bar abrabon. If you go away, we are still by and wouldn't mind the effect of one shamata away. Wow, you are not in the name, who would that? I guess you are known for Banahop. You see, you may not know what God educated you for, but because you have gone outside Him and seeking for your own, you will labor and labor and labor and labor, you can't get anywhere unless you come to Him. Come to me and I will direct you. Then he will direct you. This is what happened to the prodigal son. He left, and when he was coming, he thought his father would not even accept him. But far from the father's house, the father went to meet him. And that is what God does for us. When he brings you to your senses and you come. He said, "I'm starving now. And yet there's bread enough to spare in my father's house." So he didn't know the father would accept him, but yet the father went to him. The same thing, Paul, when he was persecuting the Christians, we all know Paul, how Paul was persecuting Christians. Christ reasoned with him. On his way to catch some Christians, Christ said, "Why persecuted thou me? I didn't think I wanted to me." Then he said, "It is hard for you to kick against the prick." Was the edge then say what you want to do now for what that was? Sana for away. So we can only have one ADS here. And instead of doing nine echo what that was. You can never succeed. It is hard. And that is exactly what Christ was now reasoning with the poor. So when God has a plan for your life and you decide to have a better plan for yourself, well, it's up to you. Because you go or a shabby mouth, simply or cast a minimum shayam, the woman, the young shay body. But unless you seek Him, unless you are born again, then God will open your eyes for you to know what He has to do for you in this world. Aside you going to heaven, what He has for you in this world. You can never see it until you come to Christ to open your eyes. So if you want to plan your own life, it will be very, very hard for you. You go through so many things. Ask Jonah. What happened to Jonah when God sent him and he was running away? He was swallowed by a fish in the waters. That's what it is. God will leave you. And when He leaves you, Satan will deal with you. It is only when God protects you, when He guides you, that you come to your right sense. So God is calling us, like I said. He's calling for a meeting. But when you go to that meeting, what will you say? Are you going to plead that, "Oh, me, I'm innocent. I did this because of my parents. Oh, maybe I'm not a fool. I'm not a yes, sir." And I said, are you going to say that? No, you can't say that before God. Because God has said in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Your sin is as a result of the fall of Adam and Eve. So you are born into this world as a sinful creature. Your whole baby acting like a sapphire. We are born in it. It's a free Adam. God knows this. Put it for 10 years before you now can say, "Oh, me born in my end here. I see this in the mammy here. No. Or say, oh yeah, Odimoyini. Come. Don't give any excuse. Or say, even if your sins are as scarlet, because it's scarlet here. Say, first power, no. Now, tie and die. Someone in for a tie and die. Because no bones will be the white material. Not only a share as it be a red dye of you. And it becomes deep red. You wouldn't even see a trace of the white. That's how it tastes. The scarlet is deep. This is kind of one thing to cry now. Or if I'm a white, you know, as an ember. It is only God who can do this. Nobody can do that. Our sin is so serious that nobody can deal with our sin. Nobody can on their own stop sinning. Obey the way we are sinning. Or rather, say, and let the make up it. Many of you. Obey the way we are sinning. He said, but you need deep. Oh, Yakuman. Yeah, you say, oh, back. No, no, Kasa. It be you, it free. Sa. Bonini. And then Yakuman said, well, Kasa, Boni, I will be self compensation. And I said, fear be man. No. Bra. No, no, Kasa. Or say, say now, who put here, oh, baby. So, what is that? What's me, mammy, ho? Umpago minty, that you are over for hell. Sister Wagini, let me say, Sam, my mama, I will put for. Not Brahmin chain, not Bob Bound, we are seeing that you are also Abraham chain. These are the two things that God is telling us. Come, and let me reason with you. Verse 19 says, if ye be willing and obedient. Some people are willing to be saved, but they are not obedient to the instructions. Obeying the word of God says, heaven and hell, and in our power, or because of hell, will be at the soul of heaven. And so, crying for the soul of heaven, they bring penny, sir. So if you are willing and then obedient, you must be willing and then be obedient. That is the only way that God will forgive you of our sins. So to be saved or to be renewed, you need to have the willingness and also the obedience. You obey. And then turn unto him. Say, come now, let us reason together. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the life, the good of the land. Or be more, if you are seeing moon, at the February, we are seeing what the Bema. He will bless you if only you are willing to live for Jesus Christ. He will bless you in this world. He will give you an assurance that in future you will be with him in heaven. So that the Lord invites his people to come and reason with him. And it is, like I said earlier on, this invitation, it will be madness for you to reject such an invitation. So we give him a debate in the sense of invitation, you obey us in my church. Now, who find out who we have to know, air, trust, air, bra. Now, Oma, who buy, if we are here with you, Oma, and Oma, or who for. Now, so we can say, Oberi, you get here, who give him a wait here. But I would trust it now, you know who you are. You will see, even though your sins are be as scarlet, I will make it white as snow. So he offers a repentant, a humble heart. Come unto him and plead with him. He has assured you that he will pardon and forgive you and give you a new life. Some may give so many excuses. This is why I cannot come. Oh, then the people will be asking questions. Then you have a question now, or you say, yes, now, or both, you have to know, or marvel, somebody. Why do you want to know all those things? How can you understand God as a sinner? You come first. Come and let him cleanse you. Come and let him give you a new heart. Open your eyes to reason with you. Then you can understand. That is the reasoning that the prodigal son had, and then he returned to his father. He didn't sit down there and was asking, why has my father done this? Why has my father done that? No, he reasoned himself that I'm starving. I come with demons. My parents, you know, and they're a little bit below. So why don't I go there? This is the God who can provide for you. God can make way where there seems to be no way. He has shown it several times in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, we saw how he brought it through from Egypt, through all the troubles of Canaan. In the New Testament, Christ has demonstrated his power over everything. We were teaching our Sunday school children the last time. Christ's power over sin, his power over the devil, his power over death, his power over illness, and even our need. He fed 5,000 people with 2 loaves of bread. So it tells you that there's nothing that you need from God that he can't give you. But be born again, become his child, and then you see all these wonders. You see all these answers to your prayers. You see how God will protect you and guide you and direct you and provide for you. If you haven't done it, you can come to church, you can do whatever you are doing. Christ, remember, he said that people will say to me in the last day that I healed in your name, I prophesied in your name, and I will say, I don't know you. Yes, you can say that. If you make a say, may you be a two-hour morning, may you be a shame come, may you be a salary. Yes, you make a say, minimum. Yes, you will go, or say you work up iniquity, more and more your bonnet, or be also a little two-hour morning, you know. You see, children, young children, the youth, beware of those so-called prophets and those prayer camps that people are going. Beware. The most important thing is for you to be born again. Have Christ in your life, in your heart. Pray to him, and he will guide you. As he said, you don't need anybody to tell you about your future. There's no human being on earth who is a prayer warrior. Everybody should be a prayer warrior. Every Christian should be a prayer warrior. But have your heart changed, and come to him, and he will change it for you. Let's pray together.